This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. University of Missouri researcher Noelle Witherspoon Arnold has been exploring the connection between religion and education. Reporter Kelsey Kupfer brings us this interview.
Tell me about your research.
I was a part of the informal group of Black female principals, and I noticed during our conversations something about faith or spirituality would always come up. For my dissertation, I started delving into the history of the roles that specifically the Black church played in education issues, social justice issues. And so really approaching it from that standpoint, how does faith or spirituality influence principals' practices to achieve just outcomes for students who have a variety of social problems? So one of the things I found that faith and religion and spirituality actually becomes sort of this toolkit that they draw from. It's sort of this impetus that informs what they do on behalf of typically underserved students.
Did you find that teachers with a strong religious affiliation were the best teachers?
Or those teachers who had some type of belief system they bought into. So it was not always, this is my religious belief. You had some teachers who were sort of really committed to environmentalism. And this is a really big belief of theirs. That influenced how they approached their classroom. It's not all about religion, but whenever you're talking about any belief system, that's automatically what people think about, and they think about it negatively. But in terms of specific outcomes or specific practices or the way they engage with their students, it's been largely positive.
What's the main takeaway from your research?
It takes a village, you know. That's long been a saying. It takes a village to raise a child, really. So not just your individual household, which is important, but we all have to care about kids. We all have to care about education.
That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update. For more on this story, go to columbiafaithandvalues.com. This story was reported by Kelsey Kupfer with the guidance and editing of Bridget Bowden. I'm Kelly Catraba. Thanks for tuning in.